It's time for Simple Kitchen with Missy Mackey.
No, this conversation is about cheese.
For the next hour, you'll learn everything you ever wanted to know about cooking from one of Portland's foremost bloggers on food.
Let go of the carrot and the grater.
No!
Featuring great local restaurants, outstanding guests.
I made turkey tetrazzini and coleslaw.
And your participation is always welcome.
I'll have the sausage.
So enjoy the next 60 minutes as we bring out the foodie in you.
It's your last meal, Frank.
It's Simple Kitchen with Missy Mackey on AM 860 and KPAM.com.
Welcome back to the Simple Kitchen. I'm your host, Missy Mackey. Welcome back to the second hour. What a fun time that we had started out with pizza. And now, for the second hour, we get to do wine. And I have Joanna Sandberg of IOTA. And let me see here if I'm saying this correctly. IOTA Cellars.
Correct.
Let me get this.
Lots of vowels.
But yes, hopefully. IOTA Cellars. And then we are going to taste some of her wine and talk about their story. So welcome to the Simple Kitchen, Joanna.
Thank you. Lovely to be here.
Thank you. Okay, so tell us your story.
Oh boy.
How do we get in? You know, you can give us the abridged version. It's up to you.
Oh, okay.
But how did you get here? How did you get to Oregon and to Palos Sandberg Vineyard?
Well, we were drinking a lot of good wine and having a lot of good food back in Minnesota when we had the time to cook it. And my husband and I and my sister-in-law, Lynn, and one of my brothers, Perry, Minnesota, we would just enjoy a lot of good food and wine and look at all the glossy magazines, like a lot of us do in Daydream.
Yeah.
And we started reading a lot about the Oregon wine industry. It was just starting to be covered by one of the big glossy ones, like the Wine Spectator, and we all had subscriptions to that. And, you know, one thing led to another, and we came out here on vacation in 98 with my husband. This was pre-kids.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a little more time, as you can relate to, Missy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure having your own. And fell in love with just the beauty of Oregon and started trying a lot of boutique little wines, kind of like what we make right now, that we couldn't get our hands on back in Minnesota. We were drinking Willamette Valley and the King Estates, and we were really wowed by those wines. And then we came out here on vacation, met some interesting people, tried some wines sitting at the bar, what have you, and we were like, wow, what is this? I've never heard of this label. And we were hooked, and we came back just bubbling with enthusiasm. And we're like, you know, our jobs are so mundane. I used to be in insurance. My husband used to work for a small family business making prosthetics.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we were kind of doing the thing that most people do, and we weren't necessarily thinking life was that exciting at the time. And wine was something we were extremely enthusiastic about. And so we decided, after a conversation with my brother and his wife, to go out and do this thing. And they're like, hey, we have the kids. We have the young kids right now. They had the more established careers. And they're like, you guys can maybe take the ball and run with it right now. And that's what we did. We basically, a year later, had quit both of our jobs, had sold our home, found a new home here, had driven out with the car, with one car, and basically had another and basically decided to fly out here and find new jobs in our respective fields at the time and look for land. It took a couple of years to find the right piece out here in the Willamette Valley. We lived in Lake Oswego for close to 2 years. So it kind of just, you know, rolled from there. One thing led to another, and we had a great supportive family. And like I said, Lynn's been involved in the business from the onset. She's been out here since we've been doing it for every open house. We went commercial in 2006 with our first a wine. It took us that long to just plant the vineyard. It was virgin soil, the piece that we found out in the Ola Amity Hills. So we're a little south of McMinnville.
Okay.
In the town of Amity. And it's that here we are. I mean, it's kind of been an odyssey. You know, everybody has one. So
it's interesting, huh? You always wonder when you go to any type of wine country and you're tasting wine and it's always very romantic. You're
mm-hmm.
like, oh, look at this. And the beauty, because you're there during the season, right?
Right.
The sun's setting and it's warm and all of that. You don't think about the rainy months or maybe harvest season or.
Right. And how it's an intense time of year. It's a beautiful mm-hmm. time of year. A lot of people want to come out and experience it. But that can make or break you. I mean, you're a farmer, so it's a very intense, fun time for us. But we don't always have the family necessarily visiting during harvest. I mean, we're out there working with the crews and getting the fruit in. And our family tends to be there during the open houses that we have twice a year, Thanksgiving and Memorial Day, where we can really showcase what we have and take the time out from what we're doing to tell them about the whole process and, you know, how we planted the vineyard. It's 11 acres and how we make the wine day to day, Don and I, in our little space there.
So from purchasing the land to your first mm-hmm. bottle of wine, mm-hmm. how much time was that?
Well, it's been it's been about 15 years in total, and we've spent about 12 years just getting it to this point where we're under 1,000 cases. We were under 500 for many, many years, and under 1,000 with this vintage that you're trying right now, the 2011 Palo Sandburg Vineyard Pinot Noir from IOTA. And basically, it's 1,000 cases total production. I mean, sometimes you'll hear from wineries, oh, this is 1,000 cases, and it's one of their product lines. So this is our entire production. So we're really a little micro winery. So it's taken this long for us to just get here, build the winery, plant the grapes, and have a family along the way.
Exactly. You've got some kids.
5 and 8. So, yeah, keeping me busy.
Yeah.
It's busy. So it's, you know, and once your kids, you know, once you are established and the kids are in school, there's hopefully a little bit more time to sell the wine because my husband and I self-distribute in Oregon.
Wow.
So we really wear a lot of the different hats that the business requires, along with my sister-in-law. Like I said, it really, to a certain degree, does take a village. I mean, you know, if we didn't have the support of family and friends who pitch in and help us in a lot of areas, this dream doesn't just happen with just hard work from two people. It always involves more than that. So it's been really, really pretty neat, you know. And it has days when you want to pull your hair out. And it
sure
has days that are just extremely fun. And you're like, this is why we got into it. That's that romantic notion we were both talking mm-hmm. about.
We have that moment in the sun setting and you're having a glass of your own wine out
right.
on your porch. And the kids yep. are playing together joyfully.
Quietly
doing a puzzle.
Or a puzzle, yes, or some other electronic device or media, even though they are supposed to be country kids. But, you know, that's
you can't
the
get away from it
in.
Even
you're
in
right,
the country.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, let's just say we have the timer on a lot at our house.
Yeah, that's good, yeah.
So
where did the name come from?
IOTA? Well, my husband actually found it as a word of the day. And what we loved about it was easy to pronounce. It pays homage to my Greek heritage because it's like, I think, the 9th letter of the Greek alphabet. And mm-hmm. it really, the most important thing is what it means, which means it means small quantity. And making Pinot Noir in general, as you may have heard from other winemakers or people in the industry, it's a very finicky grape. So it's probably one of the hardest grapes to really produce and to make wine from. And it's kind of called the heartbreak grape. So I can tell you more about it.
I love that. Okay, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to have a little taste of this wine. And when we come back, we'll chat a little bit more about the heartbreak grape. We'll be back with more Simple Kitchen.
You're listening to Simple Kitchen with Missy Mackey on AM 860 and KPAM.com.
Welcome back to The Simple Kitchen, and I am in the studio with Joanna Sandberg of IOTA Cellars, and we are actually sipping one of her wines. What can you tell us about this wine?
It's a 2011 single vineyard Pinot Noir. It's all from our estate fruit. It's pretty much what we work with year to year. What I love about the 11s, I think we were talking about this earlier, is they're really lower in alcohol, 13%. Made in a nice cool year from what happens to be a cool climate in Oregon. And that's why we love growing Pinot here, because the fruit can ripen slowly. You can get all that flavor development and concentration without a lot of alcohol. And there are certain years that we've made wine where the alcohol was a lot more prominent. And the key to it the challenge from a winemaking standpoint is just to keep that alcohol in check. So we didn't have that type of challenge in 11, which I love. The alcohol really stayed in check. Mother Nature allowed us to do that. And what I love about the 11s is they tend to be spicy and floral and really aromatic, off the bat. And we find that to be true with our 11, too. Sometimes our wines can be a little more subtle, depending on the year. So I love just kind of the fruitiness of the wines, dark raspberries, cherries, kind of hit your nose right away. And you get that kind of nice spicy cherry, I shouldn't say, like kind of that nice spiciness in the mid palate, a little bit mm-hmm. of.
It's beautiful.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
Yeah. I hope you're enjoying it. Somebody
definitely
mentioned Christmas spices. If you're
kind
of into that, a little bit of cinnamon, mint. And it's just something that, I mean, what I love about wine is how it develops and evolves in the glass as you're drinking it. And those are the kind of wines we really like to make, is a wine where you can pour it in the glass and basically enjoy it throughout a meal or an evening. And it has something new to offer every time you go back to it and you swirl it and you get something new and lovely and fun in it. And it's thought provoking in a way, and it's fun, you know, and it has a lot of different layers. And so the 11 to me really has a lot of those things in it. And it's a fun thing to make. So
where can we find this? So someone's listening and they say, you know, what, that's right up my alley.
Yeah. Well,
where can I get that?
like I said, we self-distribute. So a lot of times we'll be in and out of a lot of different retail shops locally. You could check out our website under Find Iota. We tend to sell most of our wine direct to customer. So people can come out and try it, set up an appointment with us. You can text, call, or email us. And we love to kind of have you come out, see the vineyard, see where we make the wine, get an idea of how we live and work, and then get to try the wines in the place that they're made. It's a little kind of Burgundian in nature that way. That's part of what drew us to what we're doing.
And it's intimate.
Yeah,
it's
intimate.
Lovely.
And you can purchase the wines by the bottle there, or a six-pack or case, also online. We actually ship our wine out, and you can purchase that online, and we can ship
which
it
we
to
love.
You.
We love. I mean, even when you're local, sometimes if there's something you want, just you don't have the time.
Right.
Just go online and get it.
Yeah.
Have it in your home. Be able to enjoy it.
Yeah, and it's something a little bit more unique than what you might find down at the corner store. Or ask the corner store. Hey, say, hey, I've heard about this label. If the
order a bunch and have it here.
Well, and they do. And the retailers really respond to that because they want to find that unique boutique little label. And a lot of times they don't have the time to seek us out. So if their customers tell them, they will give us a call if they have enough people asking. So great word of mouth is an excellent way to promote little wineries like us and the people that you want to promote. And that's how we sell a lot of our wine is word of mouth, whether it's out of state or in state with people. You know, you tell two friends and they tell two friends type of thing. And obviously we do love a lot of the wonderful retailers we've had relationships and work with throughout the years. You can find us at places like, I don't know if you guys have heard of E&R Wine Shop, for instance, on McAdam. It's one of my favorites. They've grown with us. Very educated people there, not only about Oregon wine, but Italian, French wines. And they've had our wines there from 2006 forward. So check out little small wine shops like that. Check out a lot of different restaurants. Restaurants are a tough business, just like the guy from Life of Pie was saying, though. So sometimes they're in and out of business. So we've been in restaurants that are no longer in Portland anymore. But we would love to have more Portland restaurants carrying us. And Don and I are getting out there to distribute more of the 11 to them. And we also, you know, again, it's you have to use all the channels. We have a small loyal following. Our mailing list is our club. So I tell people, you know, a lot of people hear about clubs because they go to tasting rooms and bigger wineries have them. And I always say our mailing list is our club. So you like something, join the mailing list. We'll keep in touch with you and let you know how to, you know, the next time we release the next vintage, like the 12, you'll be aware of that. And you can be some of the first people to try it as well as purchase it directly from us, because it kind of goes pretty fast when you're under 1,000 cases or 500. It, you know, people learn about it, and that's how it primarily moves through the circuit. But another thing I wanted to say is the Willamette Valley is a great resource for people if they want to try small boutique labels. Come out for the weekend, come out, have dinner there. There's a lot of great restaurants that you can go to, and they'll carry anything from a boutique label like us to, you know, someone you may have has more notoriety or you may have heard of. And a lot of places now you can try wines by the glass. And so you can try a lot of different wines on one evening with your dinner. And there's a lot of places to stay, stay wonderful bed and breakfast, places like the Allison, which I really want to, is an incredible spa and hotel there. And first class accommodations, just if you want to just even go there for dinner at the Jory, some of the best service I've ever had in my entire life.
I love it. I've had nothing.
Have you?
Amazing experiences at the Allison, and their rooms are phenomenal.
If you can afford it, they're really awesome.
Yeah, you're going to part with a couple bucks.
And you know,
it's a great anniversary spa.
You got it, right. Or if people want to just, you know, a lot of times too off season, you know, you can get really good deals.
It's still nice out there when it's rainy. It's still beautiful.
It's kind of like the beach right now. I love going. My birthday's tomorrow. Sometimes I daydream
about
doing that. Thank you. this is part of my birthday gift.
Oh,
interviewed by you. So thank you very much. It's really fun.
Oh, well, you're welcome.
So, anytime you can help.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, I think the Willamette Valley is really a destination. And maybe people don't always think of it that way, just like the beaches. And that's part of why Oregon's so fantastic.
It's a great. It's such a fun day, and especially like if you haven't. I always tell people when they're like, I haven't seen my friends in so long. I'm like, you need to get them all together and go out wine tasting. Mm-hmm. Take a whole day, spend the night.
Right.
It's the best.
Yeah.
All you do is learn, and in between, get all caught up. Conversations, beautiful views.
You do.
Learn.
And knowledgeable staffs. Mm-hmm. Tasting rooms are great. You can start out at a small place like our place by appointment and then go to a tasting room where you don't need an appointment. And like you said, there's great restaurants. It's really a day or a whole weekend or whatever you want to make it. And then we have more time to tell you more about our story in detail.
Is your tasting room open by appointment only or just?
Yeah, and it's not really a tasting room. What we do is we actually have you come right into the winery and you'll be amongst the barrels. Sometimes mm-hmm. we do barrel tasting so you can try wine that hasn't really been finished or in bottle yet, which is really fun for a lot of people to do.
Love that.
Yeah, you get to kind of see all the different winemaking equipment and how we use it. And you really get, I think, a good sense of what the winemaking process is all about. Because we do everything kind of the bigger wineries do, but just on a more minute, small level. But you can kind of see it all in one small space. I mean, here's your press, here's your the stemming, sorting table. So they'll get a real good idea of what we do visually when they come out to see it. Because I think sometimes when you go to the bigger wineries, you're in the tasting room, but you're kind of cut off from the actual process of how the wine is
it's
made.
It's almost too shiny and clean.
Yeah.
And do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you've ever been to like in Europe, maybe
the
France
caves,
or something. Yeah, and you're actually down there and you're like, it smells like dirt down here.
Right, it does.
And it's messy.
Right. And you'll smell the dirt driving up our driveway and looking at the vineyards. And and you'll have a real good idea. And it will smell like wine when you walk into the little winery. And you'll get a real feel for that. And we do tend to want to be sanitary more.
Oh, sure.
But
I'm sure you clean the dirt off, but.
But I love that type of ambiance that the old world has. Like mm-hmm. you're saying, it's
there's
it's
a smell. It just gets in your nose and kind of stays there.
Yeah.
I like it. It's just like it's not like this, but it's kind of when you go to a creamery mm-hmm. and there's a smell and some people are like, ugh. And like my mom and I are like, yum. You know, it's just that mm-hmm. dairy, dirt, grass, you know, that's the real feel.
You
I
have
love
a
that.
Bigger, a better appreciation for where your things come from.
A lot of hard work going on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and that's what it is. I mean, I think that's part of the fun and part of the story is that if people can experience that and you can share that with them, and that's what makes it exciting. And honestly, that's part of the reason we got into the business. I mean, we used to do those things when we had the time.
Right.
We used to go tasting, and we used to be able to meet the winemakers 15 years ago. And you can still do that in the mm-hmm. Willamette Valley. In the Willamette Hills, we're in a a sub-part of the Willamette Valley known as the Willamette Hills. And we're kind of out in the what I would call the Wild West. You know, we're a little bit further out. We're between Yamhill County and Polk County. And, you know, it's a little bit more of a drive to find places like that. But you're going to get that kind of feel for really feeling like you got away from it all when you come out and visit people like us. Because it's going to feel different than what you normally deal with, you know, more congestion. Cars driving, more commotion, energy. I love coming here to mm-hmm. visit you and going into the city because it's so different than where I normally am. It's pretty peaceful out where we are. You hear a lot of owls hooting and birds flying overhead and sparrows and, you know, and the coyotes at night howling. So it's a little different.
Sounds nice. Okay, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, I'm going to talk about what it's like to live right on your vineyard. We'll be right back with more Simple Kitchen.
Simple Kitchen with Missy Mackey on AM860 and KPAM.com.
Welcome back to the Simple Kitchen. I'm your host, Missy Mackey, and I'm in the studio with Joanna Sandberg of Iota Cellars, and we're tasting this beautiful 2011 Pinot Noir. It's so good. I feel like it's getting better as I'm drinking it, you know, how it's opening up, and maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm getting better.
I am too because I'm drinking, and I have a designated driver. So,
I know.
You know that helps a lot.
I know. We were talking, I have this, you brought this picture of your vineyard, and I know you've done upgrades and added the, what part did you add?
Well, we have, that's before the winery was built.
Yeah.
The winery was in 2010, and we upgraded the house, so thank God we've got forced air heat now. And
yeah.
We had a much older home that was great before we had kids, but
it was getting
a little too rough.
Right, so you jumped in all feet because... you didn't just buy a vineyard. Mm-hmm. You know, you planted a vineyard and you moved on to it.
And we technically, we operate the vineyard. We are partners with my sister-in-law. So my brother and his wife, it's family owned and we operate it, and we have ownership in the winery. So we couldn't possibly do it alone. I mean, it takes a lot of money to, like, there's always a joke, you know, you make your money in a different business to be in the wine business. It's very true.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily we started as early as we did 15 years ago, because land prices are, you know, getting pretty ridiculously expensive, even in Oregon, to get into it. I don't want to bore you with those kind of details or bore myself with those kind of details. But basically,
come on, we're drinking right now. Let's not talk about money.
But yeah, I mean, it's definitely family owned and operated in that way. And we take care of the vineyard and manage it.
That's important.
Yeah.
Especially if it seems like you're with vineyards or small businesses just in general, you have to make that decision.
Mm-hmm.
Am I going to be this size
right.
and just focus on doing this
quality,
better and better and
right,
better?
Right.
And who do I want around me?
Absolutely. And I think we decided pretty early on, Lynn and Don and I were the primary partners. And it was always about, the family and quality and keeping it small. And that's why we chose the name Iota. And it's about specializing in something.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of us, life is really busy. It's a really busy world, and it's hard to do that. You have to multitask. You have to be a generalist in a lot of areas of your life. But what making wine allows us to do is to really specialize and focus on something. And I think we're all really proud of that. From the onset, from growing the grapes all the way through the process of making the wine to bottling it, we're involved in every aspect of that. And so I think the way that we make sure we have quality over is to keep the quantity down and to keep the quality there and to really – my husband Don knows every vine, and he's walked every edge of the property, and he knows every row, and he really takes a lot of pride in doing it right, and knowing what it takes to farm it, you know. And like I said, we get a lot of help and a lot of people helping with labor to do things, but he's really in charge of making sure the quality is there, that we have the right yields every year, and we're willing to lose fruit to do that. You know,
this brings a really good point, because we bring people in sometimes who have a product, a really neat, you know, item that they're selling that's a food product.
Mm-hmm.
And interesting, you know, as they grow, they get the choice of deciding, do I just keep the control of this, right,
mm-hmm.
and always have my hand in it,
mm-hmm.
or do I let go and buy the big plant, mm-hmm. and allow them to start
right.
doing it.
Yeah, and
with this, it's you always have this much,
right?
And you get to grow it by as the demand and the
mm-hmm.
quality gets higher,
right?
You can. I say, do you want to be a millionaire or not? You
mm-hmm.
know, are you going to go
mm-hmm.
buy the plant and package the
mm-hmm.
product and do it?
Mm-hmm.
But you can do that by quality and like what you're doing, having
yeah.
the total control.
It's a different way of doing it. And luck.
Weather.
And model and style. And yeah.
Exactly.
And patience and willing to grow slow. And hopefully the payoff is in the long run. And
mm-hmm.
and if it's not, fill your life with the right people around you, because, you know, there's different levels of success. And it's not just money success.
Long time ago, someone said that life is what happens while you're trying to make a great life.
Mm-hmm.
And it hit me and I was like, okay, mm-hmm. right now, this is what my life is and this is what I need
right.
to enjoy. So
right.
you're enjoying
yeah. I
what
mean,
you're doing.
Sometimes if you're too focused on the bottom line, which is profit and the money, you don't get there, you know, and
mm-hmm.
sometimes you do. And there's a lot of great stories about that. There's, you know, people that max out their credit cards and get it all in, you know, and they do all this kind of different stuff and they
Boom.
Get that one deal. And
that's
there.
It.
Yeah. And that's a great story. That's just not ours. I mean, we've just kind of grown
it's
slowly.
It's just not ours.
You know, slow. We're the turtle. We're the turtle.
The turtle,
you know, and hopefully
yeah.
the turtle in our case wins the race. And it's more about relationships with different people, with retailers, with our customer.
Right.
And I still know a lot of our customers. You know, I know our customers. A lot of times if people are reordering, I know their names because I've dealt with the names, or Lynn knows them. And, you know, that's really fun. I mean,
absolutely.
A lot of family and friends being supportive and telling their friends.
People love the intimacy, too, probably,
mm-hmm.
of being close to you and knowing that they're on their list. So let's talk
yeah.
a little bit more about making sure that you're accessible to
mm-hmm.
our listeners
mm-hmm.
today. So location again.
Okay. We're in Neola, Amity Hills, so in Amity, which is a small little town. It's a satellite of the county seat, which is McMinnville. In
mm-hmm.
Yamhill County. And so we do a lot of our shopping in McMinnville. Linfield College is there, if any of you are familiar with that. So it's a great little college town.
Yep.
Kind of quiet, but lots going on, lots of great restaurants. And in fact, one of them that we has featured our wine enough. Like Nick's Italian is kind of a great restaurant out there where you guys can check out, and lots of nice little wine shops and antique stores. So we're right by McMinnville, 11-acre vineyard property tucked away in the Ola Amity Hills, which a lot of people might hear about. It was known more as a grape-growing region, but now there's a lot of little players like us. And, you know, you can check us out, check out our neighbors, the Dukes. They're wonderful people. They live and work on their property. They have a really good winemaker that makes their wines because Pat's got to have a full-time job. He's our neighbor. He's a really good guy. But they make great wines, too, and they're by appointment like us, and we share the same driveway, so you can check out a place like that. The town of Amity is really fun, too. There's a great restaurant out there called The Blue Goat that just recently opened up, and we really like it.
I think I've actually heard
of
that.
Mm-hmm. Argentinian fare. They built their own cob oven. So we're really excited to have a place for lunch and dinner that's not too far away that really, you know, spends a lot of time on quality like we do. The Coelhos are a family that really are prominent in the town there. We actually lease warehouse space from them. We used to make wine before we built our winery at the Coelho Winery. So great family there. They have a tasting room, so you can go check out their wine. So we're really a part of a really nice community. And come out and check it out, like I said, and check out the other really nice AVAs. I mean, the Willamette Valley now is big enough that we all have different AVAs. So we're part of the Ola Hills. Mm-hmm. There, you may have heard of ones that are a little closer to Portland,
sure.
Like the Dundee Hills. And
Cole Danehauer comes in and reminds us of all the AVAs that we should be visiting and wines that we should be drinking and gets us away from the big guys.
He's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, and we're lucky we have people like him here that can kind of dissect through everything and tell you about some of the newer players. And we're kind of a new player, but we're, you know, we've been here a while.
That's Isn't that funny? Well, it's interesting hearing the history of how long we actually have had wine here in Oregon.
Oh, yeah.
It's surprising. Yeah. So let's talk about your website. So people who are not super local or don't get the opportunity, it is iotacellars.com.
Right.
And you've got your story on here, which is lovely. And we can buy wine.
You can purchase directly or try to find us at your local, you know, small wine shop or restaurant. And definitely ask. There's a lot of incredible restaurants in Portland, as you know, and you can tell your listeners about. And if we're not being carried there and you're curious and you want to try us, please let them know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they will contact us or we'll eventually get to them. My husband and I, and we'll ask him to try the wine and hopefully carry us with their wonderful cuisine. So
it's awesome. Okay, so your website is very accessible, very pretty. It's got some great photos. They talk about the wine, the vineyard, some of the elements. Can you tell me why that is on there and what that means?
Don, my husband Don, who's the vineyard manager and co-winemaker with me, he writes some of the elements every year, and it's really kind of his summary of what each each vintage is about. And it's, you know, it's great that he does that because I need to take notes. I forget. It's a little bit of a blur from year to year what happens, but he'll go through all the different stages with growing the grapes, and he'll take mental notes, and then he pretties it up and he writes a really nice article basically every year. And
this
he
is
summarizes
what the year
the
looked like.
Yeah, in our vineyard and in the valley in particular, and in this particular AVA, and also within the Masson microclimate that we have and what happened. And it's a really nice documentation year to year in general of, you know, where how the grapes were grown and the wines that are produced from it. It's really all the elements that go into making the sun, which is what we're trying in our glass today. And I love that because everything is a series of elements.
What a great way to finish this up.
Yeah.
That was pretty poetic. Well, folks, it's Iota Cellars, iotacellars.com. Again, they're out by Amity, McMinnville, small scale, beautiful vineyard. You need to visit them. Ask for them at your local restaurant. Ask for them at your local store if you're not seeing it. And Joanna, happy birthday.
Thank you so much and great meeting you.
Nice to meet you as well. Folks, when we return, we have a little special for you. We're going to talk to the folks of Wildwood. They closed, and we're sad, and we want to know why. We'll be back with more Simple Kitchen.